This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Russia today exchanged 16 agreements in areas related to defense, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. Addressing a joint press meet with the Russian President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India-Russia friendship will give the strength to face global challenges, and this very trust will enrich the shared future of both nations. He stated that India and Russia have been standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism. He reiterated India's unwavering belief that terrorism is a direct assault on the values of humanity and said global unity is the greatest strength against terrorism.
आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई में भारत और रूस ने लंबे समय से कंधा मिलाकर सहयोग किया है पहलगाम में हुआ आतंकी हमला हो या क्रोकस सिटी हॉल पर किया गया कायरतापूर्ण आघात इन सभी घटनाओं की जड़ एक ही है भारत का अटल विश्वास है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के मूल्यों पर सीधा प्रहार है और इसके विरुद्ध वैश्विक एकता ही हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत है
On Ukraine, the Prime Minister said India has advocated for peace on the Ukraine issue from the very beginning. He welcomed all efforts been made for a peaceful and lasting resolution of this matter. He said India has always been ready to contribute its part and will remain so in the future. Earlier, the Russian president was accorded a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. The visiting dignitary also paid his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat. In the evening, President Draupadi Murmu will host a banquet in his honour. President Putin arrived in New Delhi last evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. India and Russia have agreed to continue jointly developing systems of bilateral settlements through use of the national currencies in order to ensure the uninterrupted maintenance of bilateral trade. A joint statement following the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit said both sides have agreed to continue the consultations on enabling the interoperability of the national payment systems, financial messaging systems, as well as central bank digital currency platforms. Prime Minister Modi and President Putin also co-chaired India-Russia Business Forum. Speaking at the forum, Prime Minister expressed confidence that India is on course to become the world's third largest economy by steadfastly pursuing a policy of reform, perform and transform. He highlighted that discussions on a free trade agreement between India and the Eurasian Economic Union have already begun. He emphasized that whether in business or diplomacy, the foundation of any partnership is mutual trust. The mass cancellation of the IndiGo Airlines flight issue was raised in the parliament today by several MPs. During the 0 hour, in the Rajya Sabha, Congress MP Pramod Tiwari raised the matter saying that IndiGo Airlines has cancelled several flights in the past few days. Shiv Sena UBT MP Priyanka Chaturvedi moved a notice under Rule 180 in the Rajya Sabha requesting the Union Civil Aviation Minister to make a statement on the matter. In response, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said he has spoken to the Civil Aviation Minister, Ram Mohan Naidu, about the matter, asking him to look into the issue. Speaking outside the Parliament, Congress MP J.V. Mathair questioned the rising airfare. He said the governments must look into this matter and efforts must be taken to control the airfare. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has ordered the control room at the Ministry of Civil Aviation to maintain constant vigil over the unprecedented situation arising from the cancellation and delays of the IndiGo flights. The minister visited the control room this morning and reviewed its functioning to ensure seamless communication among all stakeholders, with a special focus on providing timely information to passengers. Real-time updates from all airports have been monitored to ensure adequate response and deployment of resources, particularly for facilitating passengers stranded at various terminals. The Federation of Indian Export Organizations, FIEO, today welcomed the Reserve Bank of India's decision to reduce the repo rate by 25 basis points, calling it a timely and encouraging step that will ease liquidity pressures and strengthening export competitiveness. FIEO said the move comes at a crucial moment as exporters continue to face volatile global demand and unprecedented input costs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.